Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
We, along with our allies, are in discussions to deploy more troops to Eastern European countries before any potential Russian invasion, as just really a show of support. It looks like Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary will join the Baltic states and Poland when it comes to having deployments.
We talked yesterday about the alert that came out of D.C., specifically that they were going to have about 8,500 American troops on high alert. Heightened alert. John Kirby, a spokesman for the Pentagon, said it's just for our own United States purposes to see if there's a need for us to continue to reassure on a bilateral basis with some of our NATO allies over in Europe. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
So it's basically in their court, in Vladimir Putin's court. It's his ball now.
The White House is being pressed about potential nominees, of course, following Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's expected retirement. A reporter questioned Jen Psaki about whether President Biden would consider the vice president as a Supreme Court nominee, because Biden previously said he would appoint a black woman to the Supreme Court.
You know, that actually was, I saw that a couple of weeks ago as a theory that he was going to do that.
And as a reason to maybe get rid of her.
Well, get rid of her, but also tap who you think would be the presumptive nominee for 2024.
Right.
Again, I'm assuming Joe Biden does not run again. So if that's the case, he gets to kind of hand pick. I mean, along with all the party power players, of course, but he would be able to hand pick who would become the vice president.
Psaki said the president intends to run for re-election with Vice President Harris.
San Jose could become the first city in America to require a gun owner to carry liability insurance. The council overwhelmingly approved this measure despite opposition from gun owners who said it would violate their Second Amendment rights and promised to sue. This would be an interesting discussion going up to the Supreme Court, I would imagine. They want liability insurance. If you have a gun, if you legally own at least one registered gun, you should also have a gun safe. You should install trigger locks, take gun safety classes, according to the mayor. Here's the problem with so much gun violence in the United States. It's not perpetrated by people who legally own guns. If you're going to do bad things with a gun, chances are you're not going to go through a 10-day waiting period.
The Federal Reserve said today it plans to begin raising its benchmark interest rate as soon as March. So they are going to get rid of the low-rate policies that we had during the pandemic that have fueled hiring and growth, but also added to the inflation issue.
Well, today marks a sad anniversary, 2 years after the Kobe Bryant crash. We've talked about it multiple times in terms of where it's one of those instances in my life that I will remember exactly where I was. Not because I was a huge Kobe Bryant fan. I'm not even a big Lakers fan or basketball in general. It's that it was an unbelievable, it wasn't even a news alert I got. It was a text message from a friend.
I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting outside on the deck and it was sunny and I had my phone and I see on Instagram as I'm scrolling, Kobe Bryant dead in plane crash. And I was like, this is fake. And you know, he's just one of those larger than life people that transcends basketball and the Lakers and everything. He was just a huge, huge figure in the world. And I remember just after the shock wore off and trying to confirm it and double check it. And I start seeing it everywhere. And I remember just getting in I was like, I got to go to work. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's like when there's an earthquake or when 9/11 happened, you're like, if you're working news, you're like, I'm going to work. Like, you don't even wait for the phone call from your boss. You just get in the car and you go. And that was one of those moments where I was just like, I have to go to work.
So today is 2 years after that crash. The trial is near when it comes to the lawsuit that Vanessa Bryant suing the county and the sheriff's department over pictures that were taken at the crash site and then distributed. Also, a sad story. Peter Robbins has died, the voice of Charlie Brown. I found this piece of audio from the Christmas special from the Peanuts. And it was creepy how eerie this was. Now, Peter Robbins apparently died by suicide, died by his own hand at the age of 65.
I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is eerie.
He, at the age of 14, I believe, kind of aged out of voicing Charlie Brown. But his scream, the argh, they used his, all of the other Charlie Brown child actors that they had. They used his version of that
I'd
scream.
I'd like to see a documentary on all the child actors who have played Charlie Brown.
Well, you need to get out. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. You said to somebody who's going on a blind date tonight that they should shock their date with the news that Clarence Thomas is now the oldest sitting Supreme Court justice who's retiring.
I clarified. I said, if you were talking about the Supreme Court justice and the retirement of Stephen Breyer, you might throw this in there.
And then I went up.
And if it never comes up, it never comes up.
Right. And then I went up to you with the life expectancy of a gorilla.
In captivity.
In captivity.
Versus in the wild.
Versus in the wild. In the wild, it's not as good as in captivity. Argument for zoos.
Hey, you on the lookout for a Tesla Model 3? I'll tell you how you can blackmail Elon Musk.
And the life expectancy of other animals.
When we return.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.